As we get ready for Thanksgiving, all things turn to family, travel, food, and whether you've racked up enough points at the supermarket for that free turkey. If we want to be truthful, the food and the amount we eat might not be good for us, but oh, is it good. Yeah, I know, a lot of people think of Christians as being grim and serious all the time. Fact is that the foundation of Thanksgiving is a reflection of the foundation of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Since we're talking about food, did you know that within the pages of the Bible, there's a diet book? It's found in Leviticus chapter 11. It's where God instructs Moses on what can and can't be eaten. I have a few examples for you here. God says this in verses 3 and 4. Among the animals, whatever divides the hoof, having cloven hooves and chewing the cud, that you may eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat among those that chew the cud, or those that have cloven hooves. The camel, because it chews the cud and does not have cloven hooves, is unclean to you. I'm good with not eating camel. Come to think of it, I don't even think Anthony Bourdain on his TV shows ever ate camel. And by the way, in case you forgot, Anthony did ingest some rather odd menu items in his day. God also instructs this in verse 7, and the swine, though it divides the hoof, having cloven hooves, yet does not chew the cud, is unclean to you. Now you know the foundation for the lack of pork in the Jewish diet. We also have this dietary guidance from God in verse 9. These you may eat of all that are in the water, whatever in the water has fins and scales, whether in the seas or in the rivers, that you may eat. So how about that? God knew, as you would expect, all about the benefits of fish oil and omega-3 long before anybody else. That's a plan for us to feed our bodies with. God and his son Jesus also give us a plan to feed us spiritually. Jesus gives us the bread, which he explains in John chapter 6, verses 32 and 33. And Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And we also have this in verse 35, Jesus saying to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. There's milk, not just any milk. Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, adds this to your spiritual shopping list. As newborn babies desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. We also have water. Now, I know when you go to the water aisle at your supermarket, there are a lot of choices these days. The water here should always, always be first on your list. John chapter 4, verses 10 through 14, has Jesus telling a Samaritan woman at the well all about this vital water. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. You might try to include wine in the spiritual diet because of what Jesus did with the jars of water at the wedding, which we read about that in John chapter 2, and how Jesus uses wine as a representation of his blood. But that's not the spirit we're talking about here. This is what Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says about wine. And do not be drunk with wine, which is in dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. There's also this from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Nevertheless, enjoy this time of family, feasting, celebration, while giving praise to God and remembering as a child of God that while we've been invited to an eternal feast, we can still be turned away at the gate, as Jesus warns about this in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Jesus saying, for many are called, but few are chosen.